Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Thousands are tuning in to our programs each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. You're listening to this broadcast in English, but we also broadcast in 20 other languages to some of the most unreached areas of the world. Places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and more. A listener from the country of Nepal responded to our broadcasts like this. My family belongs to the low caste called Dalit. I spent my whole life with hardship and being brought up in an orphanage. Currently, I am the only believer in my family. I became a Christ follower in 2012. I came to know about your radio program from a representative of Trans World Radio Nepal, and I began to listen. I found it as a spiritual message through the Bible. Through the program, I learned important things in my life. I learned basic practices like prayer, Bible study, worship of God, fasting, and prayer. The program has given me spiritual nutrition and strengthened me to face life's circumstances. And now I am being matured through the Word of God and am protected from false doctrine. It's my pleasure to have the wonderful Word of God through the Heralds of Hope program, Asha Ko Kiran. I am so thankful. Praise God for the wonderful testimony of that listener who found a personal relationship with Jesus through the teaching of God's Word. Now, in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching from the Gospel of John. Make Jesus personal. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the testimony of this listener from Nepal, how he has found a personal relationship with you through Jesus. We are thankful that he is being encouraged in his walk of faith by listening to the Bible teaching programs in his language. What a privilege to walk with him in this way. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to open the Word for us, I pray that you will open our hearts to the truth. I pray for my listening friend, that if he or she has not yet made Jesus personal in their life, that they would better understand what that means through today's teaching. And that today would be the day when they make that life-changing decision. Bring about that transformation in their life today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching.
Faith is important if you expect to find hope and peace, but not faith in just any object. Faith in the right object is important. I have studied some of the religions of the world, and I am convinced the help we need the most we find in God's revealed Word. For many people, their religion is only an obligation. It is a duty which they have imposed upon themselves. Either they do it to satisfy their God, or to keep away the evil spirits. There is nothing very personal about it. Their religion puts God far off, and they are required to think of him as a mean tyrant. Religion should be meaningful, however. It should be personal. That is, it should come to you as a part of your total being. I am glad to tell you that the true Christian faith is personal. You can know God in a very personal way. You can know Jesus in a personal way. It is my interest to show you how faith in Jesus Christ can afford you a personal experience. I'm going to be reading John 1:14-18. I hope you have your Bible open now, and you can follow me as I read. That's John 1:14-18. And the Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, This is he of whom I spoke. He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we all have received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Here you have the several responses to the Lord which you must make to bring him out of the unreal into a personal experience. First, you must recognize his glory. The Word was made flesh, I read. Think of the humility of God, the Logos, to become flesh. God, we read in other scripture passages, is a spirit. Yet the Spirit, God, became flesh. That is, he took on human flesh and dwelt among us, human beings. He lived here on earth as a man. The Word became flesh. Then we learn something of his true relationship with the Father. He had glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. There are three attributes here: glory, grace, truth. Attributes are characteristics. And we are urged in this passage to recognize his glory, which puts him in a unique position, in a particular position, in a position all by himself. He is spoken of here as the only begotten of the Father. That puts him, I say, in a particular place all his own. That gives him glory. You must recognize his glory if you are to make Jesus personal. And then secondly, you must realize his grace. John bore witness about him and said, He is the one of whom I spoke. He is preferred before me, even though he comes after me. This would very clearly indicate that John understood that Jesus is eternal. He is before all things. He is before John. According to human age, John was 6 months older than Jesus in his natural birth. But John says, He was before me. Please notice carefully verse 16. And of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. Only by grace can you find Jesus personal. It is a fullness. It is a reality. My friend, it is difficult for me to explain this to you unless you have opened your heart in faith to receive it. Once you have done so in simple faith, opened your heart to receive it, then I will not need to explain it to you, because faith opens that door of understanding how you can make Jesus personal. You must realize he is grace. And then thirdly, you must emphasize his message. I observe in verse 17 that the law was given by Moses. We might go back to the book of Exodus and point out the fact that the law was given by Moses and to Moses. There can be no question about that, because the historical record is there. In order for grace and truth to come by Jesus Christ, it was necessary that the law be given to Moses. I would like to point out to you that the thought in this verse is not to contrast grace and truth with law, rather, to make it possible for grace and truth to come, the law needed to be given. The law is the foundation of grace. In fact, the law itself was a part of that grace. God cannot be gracious unless we know what he requires, and the requirements are set forth in the Bible, God's law. Observe further that no man has seen God at any time, but this one who has come, Jesus the Logos, can declare him unto us because he has been in the bosom of the Father. You must therefore emphasize his message. You must accept his message to find Jesus personal. You must accept his grace, his truth. You must accept what he says about God the Father, because he was in the bosom of the Father. These responses, then, to make Jesus personal, are responses you must make. You must recognize his glory. He is uniquely, in his own right, the only begotten of the Father. You must realize his grace, that this is the only way. Grace for grace, and of his grace and truth, we have all partaken if we have believed in him. You must emphasize his message. It is the only truth, because he is the only one who has been in the bosom of the Father. He can tell us about the Father, and his message will be truth.
My friend, have you made Jesus personal in your life? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? That's what the scripture text told us. Believing that Jesus is the Son of God is crucial, because if you don't believe that, then Jesus cannot become personal in your life. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and would like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, Make Jesus Personal. We would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Make Jesus Personal. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Make Jesus Personal. It's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. Now I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel with the message, Answers to Questions. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.